traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Yeah, you do Monday Motivation, right?
Yes.
Cheer me up, dog.
Sometimes a man can't figure out what he's thinking about. And sometimes it just has to be who he is. Oh. There you go, Sonny.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Doing drugs?
Or strangulizers.
Bro, yeah? Tell him you're joking. Tell him you don't do drugs anymore.
I'm not talking. Well, we haven't started filming yet.
Yeah, we're rolling.
No, I'm talking about Red Bull.
Mike's getting his Red Bull.
Fucking a little kick in the ass, dude. That Ben Shapiro episode is still taking a lot out of me.
Solid up, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys see the last episode? By the way, welcome to Repulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, hit that button for me. Yeah, last episode, Ben Shapiro, spicy guest. A lot of good information, man. Wise guy, huh?
Yeah.
Talks fast. Mm-hmm. Talks real
very fast.
A lot of people were saying they watched it at 0.75. wow, you brought me shots of Red Bull.
There we go, champ.
Hey, quickly, when this airs, I believe it'll be day 30. Of our sobriety.
Exactly.
Just about. Good stuff.
How about you, Spencer?
I'll clap for that.
How many days are you sober?
It's been about 5.5 years.
Jesus.
No, I'm just kidding.
There we go, Mike.
We started on August 11th, I believe.
Hey, we're doing real good. Feeling real good, too.
I got a note on that, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going back.
Ever?
Ever.
Really?
Okay, so that's a lie. I'll stop you there.
I'm not kidding.
I feel like you've said this before.
No, I really
We've
haven't.
We've been in this situation.
No, we haven't. We've never been a month deep with me saying I'm not going back. Let me tell you something.
What are you saying?
You might be right. January, there was no hope.
I have gone from pathetic to prophetic.
Wow.
In 35
You have. Okay. Your tweets have been, they went from ass to
class.
Class.
Okay, literally like my brain is fucking cranking. Mm. My libido is on level 9 million.
Really?
I've seen it. I've just been.
I want to see that.
Graphic pictures. No, wow. You want to see, it's art. Yo.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I've just been loving
it. I don't believe you though.
I'm loving it. I really am. I'll say this. Like a bad Burger King.
I'll say this.
McDonald's. Fuck.
No Burger King. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, fuck.
That's what it is. We are so far out of fast food, dude. We don't eat any fast food. We can't even remember
We got LA'd for real, though.
We don't
eat fast food anymore.
That's good.
I wear briefs now instead of boxers. I drink almond milk.
We're also sick as hell.
I'm not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. I'm just about done. I think Andre came down. He's like, I'm not sick, but I got a little bit of vegan mucus. All right. Whatever the fuck that means.
I got that viral infection I told you guys about, and I passed it to everyone in the house. Like compliments to me. Everyone could have my sickness. Mike got it. David got it. Andre, the impenetrable vegan got it somehow. Hey, guys, your question. Speaking of being vegan.
Yeah. What do we got?
Man. What's going on behind you, bro? Because it's really fucking bothering me. I have OCD.
Oh my God.
I have OCD,
dude.
And there's a picture missing. Can we?
Oh my.
No, this ain't good.
I need to know who it is also.
Who is it?
Josh.
He keeps falling.
Josh who?
Seyfried?
Josh Seyfried. Oh, we got to get back up on the wall. No disrespect to Josh.
That was a very important episode.
Perfect.
Another note on Shapiro. Wow. Another note on Shapiro. We got good feedback.
Oh yeah,
We got good feedback for that show. My goal was to avoid a landmine. Just have a conversation with him. There are a lot of people who weren't too, you know, sure of who Ben Shapiro was, and I think we did a good job. But I saw one piece of feedback that I was strangely weirded out by. Whenever a guest with any brains comes on, Mike starts using big words like he knows what they mean. Do you guys think I'm a fucking moron? Like, when did the audience get in there? I was in the gifted program my entire life. I'm a fucking 4.0 student. I'm going to jerk off all over the set right now. Get your facts straight, kids. I'm sick of this shit. I use the word.
I'll jerk off you.
Like,
I'll,
what the fuck is going on here?
I got this. Look, Mike's a smart guy. He's what we call deceptively intelligent.
Deceivingly, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, you could use either.
I think they're interchangeable.
Yeah. Oh, you were quoting that, my CMO.
He's a words guy. He loves words. And when a guest comes on that uses big words, it's it. This whole podcast, everything here is like an energy thing. So we try to match the guests. If they're going bonkers like Alex Jones is, you know, Mike might hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Or if Ben Shapiro comes on to talk about politics, we're going to match his big words with our big words.
Yeah.
It's syllables for syllables, bro. Syllabic equality.
And I don't think there's anything we have more fun with, at least for me and LP on this show, than leveling up on the vocab. And we talk about it all the time. Favorite shit.
We have a favorite word we just discovered. And by the way, I swear to God, if a girl uses this word, dog, wedded, married, in or un? Proposing. What?
Is it in or on?
It's on, dude. Unequivocally.
I love that. I love that fucking word, dude.
It's an interesting one.
Bro, if a girl hits me with unequivocally
married,
I'm unequivocally unequivocked.
In a way that leaves no doubt. In a way that leaves no doubt. I am unequivocally pregnant with Logan Paul's child.
You?
No, I'm not. I'm using it as an
speaking into
this
existence.
Is unequivocally chlamydia.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, like
interesting. Yeah, everybody, not everybody, because the people who comment, like, it's such a small percentage, but people think, like, oh, Spencer's going to get owned. This liberal snowflake is about to get owned. I'm like, I'm not. I just think it's so weird how people out there think because someone supports climate change or one thing that they're instantly a liberal
snowflake.
Which
you're not, by the way.
Which I'm not at all. I'm not at all.
He's actually skews further right on a lot of things. Hey, fiscally, especially. Things, yeah, for sure.
Do you think it's getting harder to pin people left or right nowadays?
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, things are getting so skewed now, and there's so much overlap. Like Joe Rogan, I believe is he sways left, but everyone thinks he's like an alt-right conservative
because maybe who he has on or some shit.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
Me and Spencer talked about this morning. I think I have gotten to a point where I'm done with comments. Don't care anymore. I'll do three. He said he'll do like the top three and then he's out.
Yeah. As soon as I hit a bad one, it's like I made the connection. It's like a grenade just coming through the window and just like tick, tick, tick. I just get out.
You need people to say, yo, this show is fucking dope for before you start to ignore comments like, didn't he wear that shirt three times this week? He probably smells like shit, that 40-year-old drug addict. Like, I don't care anymore. I'm over it. Like, I don't know what the fuck to say anymore. That's fun, though. Dumb comments.
Welcome to the world of content creation, boys, where you'll realize, you know, while we do read the comments, we love your comments. If you got shit comments, we fucking hate your comments. We won't read them.
So annoying.
We hate them. I wear the same shirt repeatedly, bro. I love this shirt. You know why? Because Steve Jobs did it, and so does Mark Zuckerberg, and they're genius. It's called, what's it called? Please help me. It's called like decision. It's something where, since they have to make less decisions, specifically with fashion.
It helps you with the bigger decisions of the day.
You're not wasting your energy on some simpleton shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quickly, the press conference for KSI versus Logan Paul 2 is this Saturday. It's going to be live streamed on my YouTube channel or on the DAZN app. By the way, the fight is on the DAZN app. So if you don't have it, download it because you're going to need to come November 9th. But the press conference, yo, this is when things start to get exciting because above and beyond everything, KSI and I are fucking showmen. We both got egos. We both got pride. We both got squads. We're representing an entire country, UK versus USA. And the press conference is just a roast and toast shit talking fuck fest, for lack of better verbiage. It's gonna be sick. Do not miss it. Also, tickets are pre-selling now. They're live. Use the code REMATCH to unlock exclusive pre-sale access. The link for that's gonna be in the description. Staples Center.
Unequivocally the best thing that's gonna happen on Saturday.
I'm amped. Nice usage.
Oh, and after the press conference, we're headed to Summer Rays. End of summer. Birthday party.
Happy birthday, Summer.
And then headed to Ryan Garcia, our boy Ryan Garcia's fight.
Wow.
It's a full day event if you want to come, Spencer. I know you don't live here anymore, but
boys, I'm in.
Join the club.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Oh, we got a sponsor.
Oh, shit.
It's Blue Chew. It's the classic, guys. If you love sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. Blue Chew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. BlueChew.com, you get the first chewables with the active ingredients. I always have trouble with
Sildenafil.
Oh, you know it.
Is it Sildenafil?
And Tadalafil. Same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. They work faster than pills. They can be taken on a full or empty stomach. gives you confidence in bed every time, makes you last longer. You and your partner will love it.
Boing.
Chew it. Chew it and do it.
Is that, does that's, it say that I or love did that. You just do that?
No, that's awesome. That's the slogan.
By
that's
the way, I still haven't tried it and I want to.
Chew and do it. Ships directly to your door in a discreet package, too. So you're not like, hey, yo, my dick's hard. You keep it nice and
hey,
yo,
my dick's soft. Whatever.
Yeah, low-key boner.
The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor made in the USA. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. It's my name, L-O-G-A-N. Just pay $5 shipping. That's B-L-U-E-Chew.com, promo code Logan.
Good stuff. I'd love to imagine what it's like to be in the boardroom. Just Steve walks in. Guys, I thought of it. Chew it and do it.
Amazing.
By the way, Ronnie.
I love it. Standing ovation. Congratulations.
We love you,
By
Steve.
The way, quick thing people don't know very quickly. All the gum I've been sticking on this desk is, in fact, Blue
Chew. Blue Chew.
I sit on this podcast every day with a giant raging
It's why Mike never stands up. He can't.
Traffic jams. Tailgating. Pile-ups. Ugh. The joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Incredible.
All right, let's bring on the guest. He may be the greatest impressionist on earth today. He's been on Mad TV, had his own show on TBS, and is a world touring comedian. But more than likely, you know him from stealing the show on Fox NFL Sunday and all across ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Frank Caliendo.
Caliendo! Let's go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There he is. Welcome to Encino, my guy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny when you walk in and you miss the rooster. That means there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Danny, he's referring to the giant metal cock we have outside. It's like a 9-foot-tall rooster.
Yeah. Danny says to me, she goes, look, you missed the rooster? I'm like, I had no idea it was there. I'm looking at everything else, trying to take it all in.
There's a lot here.
Some random kid brought that rooster here one day. He was coming to like shoot a quick scene. And he pulls up in a pickup truck with a giant cock in the back of it. I'm like, dog, what's good?
Yeah.
He's like, I found it at a tag sale. I was like, oh, well, thank God you brought it here.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, too, is the amount of room you give me to come behind.
I know.
How did Alex Jones do that?
Bro,
we have no idea.
In a hurry.
I was looking through clips because I wanted to know more about it. I missed that. Was that just, I have no idea what's going on here. This incredible amount of stuff going on. Wait a second. Talk to this. The frogs are turning people gay now. That's what's happening. A lot of people are out there trying to figure out exactly what it is. I saw the giant cock out there. I was trying to find my way through that Mercedes. Then there was a car that looked like it was half car. I wasn't sure it was a real car, and I wasn't even sure if I was in human form. Then the shadow people picked me up. I was trying to figure out where those people went. I had no idea where the shadow people came. They had me take some blue chew, and then I chew it and do it. You have no idea where that was coming from. Barfs out the rooster. We just turned it up a notch, fellas. Yeah, I didn't know what level you wanted.
Great. That was great.
I tell you, my daughter warned me. It was so funny because she's so cute. She's 13 years old. Okay. And so I'm going to go do the Logan Paul show, and she got like, wait, totally white.
Oh,
pale face.
No.
She's like, don't let him prank you. Don't let him.
First off,
what's her name?
Juliet.
Listen here, Juliet. When's the last time we've done a prank in general? We put an alligator on Mike's bed recently.
But not
on this show.
Right.
We don't pull pranks on this show. This is like a fun.
No, I was like 100% this is a professional thing. This is for real. I've watched the show. Don't worry. She goes, I don't know.
No, Juliet.
That was great.
You got nothing to worry about.
Dylan, can you pick those rat traps up that we set up?
Everything around this house, nothing seems real. This seems like everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah,
you guys are living the life.
You should have seen last week we had the cool bus here. I have this giant bus.
The cool bus is across the street for sale. What are you talking about?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's
you
outside.
Don't know about that? That's a prank I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh my God, you got both of us.
My cool bus?
Yeah,
so
it got returned.
Brought it back? It got returned.
Yeah, I got in trouble at the parking lot. They were going to tow it, so he had to bring it back.
Well, what the fuck, dude?
I've
been trying to sell the cool bus because you're right. I've been trying to sell it, and my boy took it to park it at his shop. Shout out Crave Cafe, and he sent me this picture. And by the way, I hate this picture because like this is my baby, and all of a sudden just for sale.
Look at that. Weird.
It's across the street though. Okay. So you saw it. All right. Well, this is the cool. Do you want to buy it, by the way?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm looking for a big bus, a really cool one. Oh, I thought that'd be it.
This is the one. Yeah, there's a lot going on here, man. And thanks for trusting us. You're not going to get pranked.
No, absolutely. No. I didn't think so. It was funny, though, because she was so interested in that. And she was so interested in me doing this. And she just looked at me like, like she was the wise person in that situation. I'm like, no, I've watched a lot of these guys do like, and it was interesting to be here because to see the camaraderie that happens on this show behind the scenes, you see it a lot when you're watching the show, but to see it behind the scenes, I was just cracking up going, geez, these guys are, they can just go back and forth at each other like this. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all lived together up until about what? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
just moved out. He's got this vegan girlfriend.
She's right there.
And so they go to, you know, farmers markets and canoeing and stuff like that. And
right.
Need to yeah. be in close proximity. So he had to
leave. Whitewater rapids and all that stuff.
So he had to leave us. And now it's just, you know, it's basically what it is. It's everyone but him that was here before he left. Yeah. I don't really know how else to describe it.
Yeah, it's true friendship, man.
Yeah, it sounds just as good as it sounds.
Well, that's cool. I mean, and it was interesting to me, too, because, the agents and stuff will bring up a lot of different shows to do. And for me, this was like really cool because years and years ago, before YouTube was YouTube at all, I was like the number one or number two thing on YouTube at the time.
What do you mean by that?
So I was way up at the top as far as views.
Really?
Yeah. Like you don't have to be so surprised.
Wait, hold on. I'm very surprised.
Somebody your age?
Oh, I'm stunned.
That wasn't a candle.
Wait, why?
Well, I did a comparison of George W. Bush versus, it was Bush versus Clinton. And it still only has like 13 million views, which is nothing in this day and age.
Right. Not back then, though.
But back then, it was a big deal.
Yeah, that's popping.
It was like George W. Bush would be, talk like this. And Bill, couldn't I just say whatever I wanted to? And it's kind of come back with that with Trump. I just make stuff up. Whatever I want to say, I'm going to say, and it's going to be the number one. By the way, you do a tremendous podcast, but this is going to be not just the number one podcast in the United States, but not just in the entire world, but across universes. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be better than the DC universe, the Marvel universe. In fact, what's going to happen is Batman, Spider-Man, and I are going to join forces with Logan Paul, and we're going to do something tremendous. It's going to be the number one. You're filming me right now. That's incredible. Hit the finger. It's the good finger, not the bad one. All right.
I had no idea that was even going to happen. That's like Caliendo busting into a Donald Trump.
I was trying to do an impression. Now he's doing it again, just going from voice to voice. Doesn't even have any jokes. You don't have to. That's what this is about, is being incredible. Okay? There we go.
Yo, that is wild.
Get myself.
That is wild.
I like the Alex Jones one the most.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We'll see what else, because it depends on what people are into. My daughter is into what she really likes is the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So
I'm a big fan of the Marvel Cinematic.
You are?
Yeah.
So we've been going to a bunch of Comic Cons and stuff like that. We go to these Ace Cons. You ever hear of Ace Con?
Ace Family?
Ace Con.
Shout out Ace Family.
Yeah. But it's one of those, it's high level, like the best people go there. So the first one we went to was in Phoenix, and Tom Hiddleston there was Loki. Plays Loki.
Yeah.
I'm Loki of Asgard, and I'm burdened with glorious purpose. Him? Yeah. And so he does impressions. So it was really cool because he was talking about, yes, I hear you do impressions. And he was the nicest
Loki
guy in the world.
Loki said that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sick.
Oh, he's so cool.
Sick.
It was incredible. And he's talking about, he's like, yes, I am do impressions of people I work with in movies. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Amazing.
We're so similar because I do impressions of people I've seen in movies. So that's kind of the same kind of thing. So he does a Jeff Goldblum impression.
Okay.
So we start talking about Jeff Goldblum, and he's talking about how odd. Yes, very weird, very odd, crazy. Why? Hello, goodbye. Why? No. Yes. And I told him my joke about it that I do in my act, which is what he'll do is commit to something 100% and then do a complete 180 on it. So like, what's your favorite food, Jeff? Good question. Let me ponder it for a second. I like hot dogs. You do? They're very good. I like hot dogs, mustard, ketchup, relish, all kinds of things. Chili dogs are good. Cheesy dogs are a better way to sing. Wait a second. I'm a vegetarian.
And then a T-Rex came in.
You will find a way to survive. You will. Look at the water. Yes. Goodbye.
Oh my God.
It's incredible. It's weird. Yes. Why is my favorite part-time vowel?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I had no idea there was even part-time vowel.
So you just go back to them. That's what I do is I just go back to them, and I just, as I set them up, we'll just set one up at a time, and it'll be like the 12 days of Christmas where I keep going back to certain ones.
Do you find AJ being the guy you like to run back
no,
to?
No, just it was just because it's here. I don't even do it that much.
Have you ever met him?
No.
Would you like to?
You're going to call him?
I don't know that.
This is a conspiracy. That's 100% what this is. Hey, it's George W. Bush giving you a call. The random just happened.
No, we're not going to call it.
I don't know that we still have a line of connection to him. Yeah,
I'm not sure anyone.
No, that's what I'm getting at.
He's probably, it's midday, so he's probably drunk and 2 pizzas deep.
Austin, Texas, like fighting someone.
I'm actually in nowhere. I'm going to be battling for the Guardians of the Galaxy soon. That's what's happening.
We asked Shapiro about him because I didn't know where Ben landed on it, and Ben was like, dude's a fucking schmuck. Yeah. It was like the one piece of shit Ben Shapiro talks about an actual person. It's like, dude's a schmuck. I was like, all right, sweet.
What's the number one impression people ask you to do when they meet you?
You know, I think it depends a lot on who, what they, probably Morgan Freeman is probably one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, you do Monday Motivation, right?
Yes.
Cheer me up, dog.
Sometimes a man can't figure out what he's thinking about, and sometimes it just has to be who he is. Oh. There you go, Sonny.
Oh my God. Wow. Dude.
Well, I took a bet years ago.
Wow.
So on Vine years ago, I bet my all my social media on Vine at the time. I didn't care about YouTube. I didn't get to Instagram, and I should have paid a lot more attention. This is something we were actually talking about a little bit before on the air. It's stuff I regret.
Why?
Because I didn't build any of that. I got
you just focused on Vine?
I just focused on Vine.
It worked for some people, man.
Yes. As he turned to the camera and realized this whole house was paid for by 30 seconds of 6-second clips. Truth is, this man made an empire.
And we're not even talking about me. I made an empire from grapes, not vines.
So I did Morgan Freeman narrates himself. So that you'd open up the you'd see the refrigerator door and open. That's when he realized he had no milk for his cereal. And soon Morgan Freeman would be headed to the grocery store. But I didn't concentrate on anything else. Like, so I just did that. And my wife was getting mad at me. She's like, are you just going to be shooting video all the time? I'm like, I'm trying to just be not so old.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do stuff.
You got to diversify in this world. It is one of the most important things. I talk about that a lot nowadays. You got to have multiple grinds because once that Vine goes down and they're like, yeah, Vine's not happening anymore, you better have some other shit set up.
I know. People were talking. I saw Gary Vee talking about how he thinks Instagram's on its way out. You guys think that's the case?
I hope not, because I just started working on it.
Yeah, you always
have. Has he been saying that?
Yeah, he put out a YouTube video last week.
I've never seen him say Instagram's on its way out. I've seen him say TikTok is booming.
Yeah, he has been talking about TikTok.
He's been on a TikTok wave, and I love Gary Vee, but I'm going to have to contest that. I'll publicly put my foot down. One thing I know he said. He's on a TikTok.
He's going nuts on TikTok, dude. Not that
don't believe in TikTok. I just don't think it'll achieve the weight and capacity that Instagram and Facebook have.
So which is
what he's saying.
You're correct. Yeah. What is the, I guess, difference between TikTok and Vine? Is it TikTok you can upload
longer
songs?
Yeah, there's no longer time format limit.
You're asking me questions that I don't know the answer. Know. Like TikTok's one of those things that I looked at it and I was like, yo, this is how I know.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm getting older. I was
get
like,
back. Get back.
What the fuck is happening?
Stay back.
Where does that put me?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm finally starting to feel it.
Right.
And one thing I made a promise to myself is I will never, ever resent the up and coming or the new wave of things, because I noticed that's how you know you're washed up.
Yeah.
Like when you start to resent the people who are making it because you don't understand it, whether it's a new platform, a new type of comedy, a new narrative, new storytelling, whatever it is, that's how you know like things are not going your way anymore and you're down in the dumps.
I think some of it's just age and some of it is just getting, you get complacent and you're happy at a certain part of your life too. And some of that, when we start to fear change at a certain age, I'm not a psychologist or anything like that, but you get to a comfortable spot and you'll be like, this is working. This is like, even for you, this is doing something different than what you used to do.
Yeah.
So that's that new creative juice. Yep. That's something that gets you going in a different way. And your audience will grow with you. The best audience will. They'll come with you and find it. And that's what we all start to try. I started out in business, in show business, way too much on the business side of it. I was all about, I'm going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And what I really wanted to do, or what I really should have done, is found more art in it. And once I found more art, now I've started to become more happy with it. I'm starting to create on different levels. And even with my act and talking a little bit more storytelling and telling things that have happened to me, instead of just going from voice to voice it would be about meeting something like the Tom Hiddleston story or doing Jeff Goldblum with him, which there's a personal tie to it, as opposed to just going out there and doing a George W. Bush impression for no reason or a Donald Trump for no reason. Yeah. I did a sketch with Trump years ago. That was crazy.
Before he
ran for president, way before. And it was, we do the sketch. He's like, do you have a minute? I'm like, sure. He's like, come with me. Which sounded like Willy Wonka. I was like, come with me. We'll see the end of pure imagination. So he takes me down.
He pulls a book on a shelf and then, just a jungle.
Go to the Trump evader.
Goes in a circle and then flips back.
So then.
Did you lick the schnozzleberries?
No.
Did you lick Trump's schnozzleberries?
Look at these schnozzleberries.
Logan's like, I don't get the reference.
The number one schnozzle.
I get it.
Google it. It's European. I believe it's English.
It's very expensive.
Schnozzleberries.
So he takes me to this like counter and he starts giving me ties. He's like, do you like ties? Wear these ties. And I start I'm taking the ties. He's like, do you wear cufflinks? I'm like, not yet, but I'll start. I'll take free stuff. I have no pride. So then the weird question, and this taught me about my wife, my family, my life. He goes, are you married? I was like, yes. He goes, a more important question, do you like your wife? this thing's going to get stormy. What's happening here? That hadn't happened yet. So that would have been telling the future.
Yeah. Things going to get stormy.
He gives me this watch. He takes the price tag off the watch as he gives it to me. But he gives me the watch. And I think he just sent me out to New York to get mugged. But it had diamonds all over it, I thought, and gold. And I was like, I don't know what's just happened. So I call my wife. This is 10, 12 years ago. I call my wife. I'm going, you're not going to believe what just happened. Donald Trump gave me a watch. And her question was, is it real? I'm like, I don't know. And that's when my wife said this, don't worry, I'll call our jeweler. I was like, what? We have a jeweler? What the hell are you talking about? Yeah. What do you mean we have a jeweler? What is he even doing? But turns out it was part of the Melania collection. It was fake, which I should have figured that stuff out. But yeah, he's not going to give me a real watch. But he actually, at the time, I don't know anything about now, and I'm out of the politics completely of it, but he got the joke at that point. He was like, don't pay attention to that. That's just me being ridiculous. I was like, really? Wow. That's a lot. That's kind of crazy.
When you did that, was there any inkling that he'd be president
And like,
no, he had run a couple times and then stopped. And then one of the jokes in it was an NFL on Fox, segment. And he's like, in the sketch, I'm like, I'm going to run for president. And then I'm like, I've decided to not run for president. Now I've decided to not run for president. Now I've decided to not run for president. I'm not even sure what that is anymore. And he just went along with it. And it was kind of this weird thing. And it was very odd because he was a different person on TV than he was off. And that was the one thing I was like, I'm confused.
How is he off camera?
Like it's almost self-deprecating and got the jokes at that point. Like, I don't know what he's like now again. Yeah. And I think people change over time, especially people in power, but that was that thing. It was interesting. And I talked to other more famous people than me. I'm like, yeah, what did you think? And they're like, yeah, he was kind of interesting that way. Some people that even don't like him now at all were like, yeah, he was interesting to be around. So it was a weird kind of thing.
It was a lot different when he wasn't holding the highest office in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like you have much different expectations for someone when they become the president of the fucking United States of America. You know what I'm saying? Like when he's just some like, hey, come to my golf course and I'll give you a fake watch. Like when it's like that kind of shit.
But you know what? He's still doing that. I'm the president and come to my golf course and try my fake watch.
Fake watch. It's true. And which is why it's weird now. And yeah, people are just like, I don't know how I feel about this, dude. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I keep telling people we're in a simulation. There's no way this is all real.
This is like
the programmers just got bored. That's what happened. Yeah. Like somebody sitting there going, well, let's see if they figure it out now and see what happens.
They're like, fuck this. Throw that guy into the
100% proving I'm incredibly correct.
My favorite thing about Alex Jones, side note, is you know how he'll freak out and then he'll take it back to like one.
Favorite
and
be like, thing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I get fired. Excuse me. Sorry. The thing that surprises
me. Hold on. There's me like, and that's why the frogs are turning everything gay. It's going to be that way. And I cannot understand how you guys can even sit here and take it. Is that my water?
Yeah, exactly.
He does.
No, he'd be like, is the pizza possible? Coming? Is that how far out is the pizza?
The thing that shocked me was how much the guy drinks. I mean,
really?
It's incredible. Brother, we this was before our sobriety kick, and so way before. And so we had big bottles, and this was a week of shows that we did. We did that, Call Her Daddy, and Ali Stagnita. Yeah. And every episode we had more and more booze. And Alex Jones was just, he was
ripping,
filling though. His cup
he called it,
with
he called
vodka.
It, no, he called it water.
Water. Oh,
yeah. He's like, hey, could you pass me the water?
You got any more of that water?
Is there a chance he actually thought it was water?
Yeah.
Potentially.
There's 100% a chance.
Yeah.
In certain planets that I visited, this is water.
The water's got more ethanol on it than planet Mars, hey, where I've been.
Y'all hear the iPhone 11 just got announced?
Yeah, what's good?
Yeah, we did see that.
This,
wow.
Hey, this is
so
big,
they added a third camera, right?
Whoa.
Did I just jump the gun?
What?
What?
No, but like, yo, Apple making the most minimal changes every single year. Yeah, they added a third camera, so now you got three of these looking at you.
Amazing. Oh, thank God.
At all times.
Now
and
can,
listening to
now
every
it can
conversation.
Scan your entire, being. You know, genitals.
It can scan your genitals and 3D print you
That's
from
incredible.
The phone.
That's incredible.
Like what? Wow. The one thing they did do is it looks like they bopped the price down a couple notches on it.
Really?
Yeah. You can get the cheap one for like $650.
Wow.
I think.
Okay. That's
because
good.
I mean they've been catching a lot of their sales have been a little bit more stagnant based on the pricing. I mean, the last iPhone I bought, I think I leased.
Yeah, we dropped a
24-month lease on it.
At least a G bar.
Mine was like $4,000, I think.
What?
Yeah, it's got like 16 terabytes.
Can
of
it
space.
Drive you from
yes.
point A to point B?
Yes.
Good maybe God. I'm just like a little upper class bitch, but like this is one of those things where no matter what they've changed.
Still gonna get
I'm gonna
it.
Buy 100%. It. Yeah, I'm gonna buy
and by,
it.
And by
yeah.
the way,
you're that guy that gets it like day one.
Day one. Yeah. I don't know what, like some, I don't even, I think I black out on the new Apple release days. I swear to God, I black out. Then all of a sudden I have it.
Yeah.
And I just
and then you
drove to West Hollywood,
once,
bought it at Best Buy. And then have it home in my hand and all of a sudden it's my new phone and I'm just like, what the fuck? Why did I just do that? Like yeah. Apple has systematically programmed me to buy their new iPhone.
It's called good, planned.
They're good. Tim Apple's fucking sharp.
It's called planned obsolescence.
What? Hell.
Yeah. Planned obsolescence. It means creating items that will be obsolete very quickly. Yeah.
Apple admitted that they slow down the old version of the iPhone when the new one comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly.
They did.
So that you have to buy the new
Remember,
one.
Remember, everyone thought that was true for the longest time. And I even noticed it. Like, you go back and use an old version of the iPhone to, like, look at a picture or something that's only on that.
And it's slow. It's much slower.
Yeah.
And
I don't even need to watch the updates of when they're dropping new phones. I'm like, oh, my iPhone X is getting a little slow today. Yeah. Must be a new iPhone.
My favorite thing about the new iPhone for me is that it doesn't have a cracked screen. And so I always like by the time the new iPhone comes out, my screen is demolished. I mean, Logan's is too.
Yeah.
This kid will have all the money in the freaking world. His phone is always shattered.
Never I mean,
look at my screen. You can't even.
Why is that? I've had a broken screen for the longest. It's not broken now, but at times I've gone like a year and everybody who's like struggling around me.
Brand new phone.
They'll be like, why don't you fix that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't get it at all.
I love my phone's a little rugged now, but it's just like a necessity thing. Like you don't really need to fix your screen until you jump in a pool and the water leaks through the cracks, which happened to me. And by the way, if you're like someone like me whose life pretty much revolves around your phone, I know you're like that.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't great when your phone drowns in water.
It's weird too when you think about it because it's the thing that you spend all of us spend more time. Even Spencer, who spends so little time on it, it's the thing you spend the most time with in your life.
Yeah,
and so like your screen is cracked. Why is your screen cracked?
Yeah, it's like you forget. I mean, I use Google Maps to literally go everywhere, and if I'm without my phone, it's like. Where am I?
Yeah.
Where do I?
Yeah,
go?
The same way.
There was a time when we had.
There's a real time update that we need you to.
No one gives a shit about the Jets. This is
real. There's a real time update. This is happening right now.
If Adam Schefter can.
That's actually real. According to my sources, at this particular time, it appears Demaryius Thomas has been traded to the Jets. And what's the bottom part of that?
Seventh reader.
Radar. I think it's Darth Vader.
Seven radars.
You can't be doing calligraphy if you're going to be a producer.
What was that? What just happened? Is that real? Or for a seventh rounder?
Yeah, seventh rounder.
Oh, but this will be another day. This will be a day later. So you're breaking the space-time continuum.
Alex Jones just fell back to Earth with that one.
Wait a second. What just happened? My brain exploded.
Hey, football season is back. The Raiders got a big win yesterday. It's Antonio Brown drama. I want to know what John Gruden thinks about Antonio Brown and the team that he now left.
I'll tell you what, man. It's going to be some good stuff right there, man.
I know Gruden. I actually
saw you guys did an Instagram video.
Yeah, and I showed up on Hard Knocks on HBO with him. So I get this. Let me just go back. It's the first time I met John Gruden. And for anybody who doesn't know, they call him Chucky because he looks like that killer doll, man. Yeah. So he gives me a call. Or the ESPN wants me to go meet him because they don't want him to be mad at me for doing a press room. He's standing there with a coffee. He looks at me. He's got the face like it's like he's always.
Does he carry a knife?
No. He seems like it, but but I live in your dreams, man. Nightmares. So he's like, so you're the guy who does me, huh? I'm like, yeah. He's like, where are you from? And I Googled where he was from. So I said that. I was like Sandusky, Ohio. He's like, really? No. He's like, good. Cause you were blowing my mind, man. That's some weird stuff right there.
Oh, he's from Sandusky?
Yeah.
I'm from Ohio too.
Oh, you are?
Oh yeah, man. Cedar Point, man.
My wife's from Lorraine.
Lorraine, no way. Yeah. Lorraine Titans.
Yeah.
That's their logo. That's their mascot.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I stay away.
Yeah, Lorraine Titans.
Where are you from in Ohio?
Cleveland, Westlake. She'll know.
Oh, Westlake. Yeah, sure. Yeah. We know people in the Westlake Fire
Wild,
Department.
Man.
We had a house in Avon Lake for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wouldn't lie about that.
Neighbors. She's from Avon. Spencer's girlfriend's from Avon.
Oh, full circle.
It's a small world. All right, off Walker Road, huh? Yeah, off 83.
Ohio rocks, dog.
Yeah, not this Sunday.
You shut your mouth.
What happened there?
What'd you think about them Cleveland Browns? Wait a second. Does it really matter? Because OBJ did rock a pretty nice watch, so who gives a shit?
Yeah,
dude?
So what happened? During
OBJ
the game?
OBJ had a cool watch on.
During the game?
A cool watch.
A Richard Mille cost a Lambo.
$160,000 watch during the... Bro.
I thought they were saying $350,000.
Nah, that's how much the like high-end model is.
Oh, okay.
This one was $160,000. Look at this.
Wait, he wore it during the game?
During the game. This is the hardest flex in sports history ever.
No, it's only a flex when you win. They got embarrassed on home turf.
I mean, who cares?
By 20 points.
Has OBJ not transcended... Sports dude.
He is a sports player.
No, he's an icon. He's an icon. When he made that one-handed catch, he secured his legacy.
Isn't that amazing though? That one catch. I mean, he's a good player. He's a really good player. But that one catch made him so famous.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I feel like that's how it is with most sports. If you can pull off some sort of miraculous
Iconic moment.
Iconic moment that like defies the laws of physics.
Right.
Willie Mays?
Like,
unless you're a quarterback.
Remember the Willie Mays catch? Over the shoulder.
Quarterback, you got to keep making plays. You can't just make one. You know
but
what like, I'm
but not for marketing purposes. For marketing purposes and to become famous, you need one. I think you're right. You need one iconic play that people. Listen, even in branding, and this is a person who did a lot more than that, Michael Jordan. What we all remember is the Jordan logo, right? You remember
the
that Jordan
dunk?
I remember playing catch with my son, playing flag football with my son, and coaching his team. I played a couple times, didn't check birth certificates, but but I remember all he wanted to do is catch one handed.
Yeah.
That's all that I couldn't throw it to him and catch with two hands, and every kid was doing that. Yeah. The one handed catch.
Yeah. Yeah, but not to ignore the once again the incoming wave of hip and cool and like, I want to do one handed catches, Dad. If I said that to my dad when he was teaching me how to play basketball, he'd be like, no, you don't do fucking layups.
Yeah.
Because you want to know what's cool? Winning. You know what's not cool? Rocking a watch and getting blown the fuck out on your home opener in front of all your fans. Cool watch, man. You got embarrassed by the Titans.
Wait, no, he didn't.
He did.
He looked dope.
No, he didn't. He lost. He's a loser.
No.
He's a loser.
His team lost.
For this weekend, he's a loser.
His team lost.
Do you guys even root for, I guess you guys do because you have home teams, but I see with my kids and even me, since I've met more people in the NFL, I root for players to do well. It's hard to root.
Yeah. How was his performance this weekend? Odell Beckham Jr.?
Let's look at the stats.
I mean, he's a great player, but
yeah, I like to root for the guys that I went to college with. To be honest,
really?
Yeah.
You filmed football. You filmed college football.
I did.
Where?
Michigan State.
Michigan State, right?
So got Kirk Cousins over at Minnesota.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. So I'm kind of a Vikings fan a little bit now.
Yeah.
Still a Lions fan.
But
so.
See, but yeah, and that's you. They're in the same conference. You shouldn't even.
I know.
But now because of fantasy football, because of being enjoying people on social media and getting to know people. We used to be like all the local stars would just be local in their community. Yep. Now they're everywhere. You can see their Instagram, their YouTube stuff. You start to like people and the stories behind them and the teams. And it's a kind of a weird thing. It's a very big difference than even when my parents,
especially with a guy like OBJ, in my opinion.
So I was, and by the way, I was actually wrong about the score. I do want to back that up, but he went 7 for 11, 71 yards.
That's 10 average.
It's 7 points. I'm saying
71 yards. It's all right.
For 11 though.
And Logan's gone longer. Yes, the completion rate was all right, and I was wrong about them losing by 20. I do want to correct myself. They lost by fucking 30. Okay, they lost 43.
It wasn't
13.
A good game.
Yeah,
it was.
They were down, 15-13 in the third quarter?
Their first drive was really good. Their first drive down the field, they were up 6-0. They missed the extra point,
doesn't want to see fans leaving early. He made a video. He also said the only reason he knew they left early is because he checked his $400,000 watch on one of those completion attempts that he missed. He's like, hey, why are the fans leaving? It's only 3:00. What the fuck is going on here? Is it because we're down 900 points right now?
That seems a bit of a reach to expect people to stay.
Especially
if you're getting smoked. Look, we get it. Cleveland didn't perform well. Getting the rust off.
Yeah,
it's
because
you didn't go, dude. It's because you didn't go.
I know. I thought about it then.
Oh, Connor Blakely, our favorite fugitive, sent me a text.
He got it clear, by the way. He's not a fugitive anymore.
It's a parking ticket or something.
Wait, can I hear what happened?
He didn't pay a parking ticket and he got like summoned to court.
And he skipped it because he was on the road being a country music star. But listen, he sent me a text that said that the Patriots lost the first game of the season last year to the Titans, I think by like 20 or 30 points.
Wow. Interesting.
And then went and won the Super Bowl. And of course, you know, he's stuck on this Browns tip where they're the dynasty of the next generation.
He says a lot of things, man. you have that one friend that just says a lot of things and with his chest out, chin up, and he'll speak from his heart. And it's hard to shut someone down when they're speaking their truth, you know.
Oh, that's Alex Jones' platform.
Even though you know, it's like, oh, this person's like quite honestly fucking moron.
Yeah.
No offense, Connor.
No, but they're
the people that end up like inventing the next iPhone. You know what I'm saying? Like they're landing on Mars. Connor's gonna be the first man on Mars.
Yes, or. They're the dude you see on Ventura walking around being like, yeah, it's Mars.
They're either on Mars or completely homeless and just cracked out.
Yeah, 0 or 100, man. Yeah. You ever befriend a homeless man?
I don't believe I have. How about you?
What a weird transition. Huh?
Is that you?
That
is
was that good. Something? I'm proud of you.
Nah, we did once. Yeah, we did once. What was his name?
That's
I guess I really didn't befriend.
That's pretty good. That's some pretty good friends right there.
No, we gave him a brick of cash. All right, dude. What says friendship more than handing $8,000 to a
seems a bit superficial.
A new friend? Nah, not at all, dude.
Have you ever do that? Like a homeless person, you give him a dollar, and then like, give me another dollar.
See, that's the if you're watching this and you're on the streets with no TV or ability to watch this, let me give you one word of advice: don't fuck it up for all the other homeless people.
Yeah, beggars can't be choosers.
Honestly, like I remember when I was a kid, my sister went up to one and she was like, "I'm freezing on the streets," and she's like. My sister was like six and she's like, "Oh, you're that cold." We went back to the house. We saw her behind the Hooters in Milford, Connecticut. And my sister brought her blanket from her bed. And the lady's like, "I don't want this. I want money." And I was like, "Lady, are you fucking kidding me right now?" Started crying, dude. Like
LA homeless people are the worst, dog. I mean, not all of them, but I have had this happen to me where I go up to someone. I'm like, "Hey man, like, do you want a sandwich?" And he goes, "Oh, sure. Hey, is that gluten free by chance?"
Yes.
Is that a gluten free sandwich? I'm like, I don't know. He goes, "Okay." And then he hit me with what you just said.
Is it
he
vegan
goes, "Wait, listen."
Chance?
Yeah, he goes, I'd rather just have money.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, who knows what he's going to do with it? But wait. I go, "Ah, man, I'm sorry. I have no cash on me right now." "Oh, no problem, bro. You got Square?"
No.
It has happened, yeah.
"You got Square?"
Yeah.
"You got
Square?"
"Bro, it's happened."
Bruh. "You got Venmo?" I say, "Guy, how homeless are you?"
Right?
By the way, he's also got the newest iPhone. Mine's cracked.
By the way, the unreleased one with three cameras.
How did you
get that? The iPhone 11. How did you get that?
Want to know
who are you? It's Tim Apple.
Hold on, wait. Can you try to read this one?
And then a curtain peeled back.
Wait.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna attempt to read producer's Dylan's calligraphy.
Right,
anyone unhappy with impression?
Like, can you show it?
Has anyone ever called you to tell you they weren't happy with your impression? Like,
well, the secret code you guys try to speak on the show is incredible. With the just looking at the what was that? Got it. Has anybody ever been? There is just one person who does not like my impression of him. I never say his name, but I'm doing it right now. Incredible. Phenomenal. Arugula. Everybody in this room not getting it.
Oh, wait. Is it Adam Schefter?
No.
That sounds like this. That's what this is.
Yeah. No, Jim Rome.
You
might not even know who it is.
You are talking to three people that just literally don't watch sports.
Yeah. No, that's what I figured.
I used to watch Around the Horn quite frequently. Yeah.
I had the weirdest moment.
Wait, no, he did. Did he do Around the Horn?
No, he's had a lot of different shows. Okay, I actually like him a lot. He just does not like me. He said he had that battle with Chris Everett. He's like, "Chrissy." What? And he jumped across the table.
What do you do when people don't like you that don't really add much to your life? I just had a really kind of high profile person admit that they hate me this past week.
Oh no.
What do you go?
I don't know if I even
you gotta say it. Who?
Dan Bilzerian. He hates me.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking hates me.
Well, you've kind of been
I've been nipping at his heels a little bit. He's got some great girls that I'd like to hang out with. And by the way, they're all friends of mine. I'm not doing anything wrong. You know, he's got 600 girls in LA. So like sometimes you just end up hanging out with one. But it sucks because he does these incredible biannual parties.
Are you not invited
anymore?
And
I can't go to the biannual parties
really?
Now.
Imagine, you know, Mike.
We were
Man's
talking
crushed.
About this weeks ago.
Man's crushed.
No, that's not true at all.
Man
that's not true. At all.
You
crushed.
Did say you. This is like the one thing that you have to be at.
It would. It's
we didn't gonna, go. It's he gonna, got the. He got the invite the other day, and he didn't. He chose not to go because we went to the
that's
Catalina
a true
wine
homie.
Mixer.
No.
We
you guys.
Flew,
hold on. Let me just break this.
Catalina fucking wine
yeah,
mixer.
Yeah.
You guys have the greatest lives ever. It's incredible what your lives are. I'm just thinking about having to go home and worry about my daughter and wife, and you guys like she gets 600 guys, 600 girls. I can have 50 of them. Who cares?
This sucks, man.
This is the worst day of my life because one girl didn't look back at me. What is
I said?
Like that is your tough day. You are basically the homeless guy asking for a better sandwich and then money. That's what you are. That's what you are.
No, I didn't say I had an issue with it. I just said that he just doesn't like
it. Oh, you caught. Yeah, you got me.
I remember I pulled up Find Your Friends on my phone. I think I texted you the photo, and I was just chilling in Santa Monica. I was like, "Well, what are Logan's doing?" It's just a blot of him on Catalina Island.
Yeah.
we got my boys are out here.
That was another fun comment I dealt with this weekend. We posted all the pictures from, you know, we took an executive chopper, Brand flew us out from Santa Monica. The chopper landed on a fucking yacht, by the way. Hung out, went around the island just for a brand deal.
Just normal stuff.
Normal shit.
Yeah.
And I posted a picture and somebody wrote, all on Logan Paul's dime. And I was like, you know what? I set the whole fucking trip up. I didn't pay for any of this. Like, guys. I set it all up. I'm like, do you want to come with me? A brand asked me to go. But it's
yeah,
just
I was Mike's plus
comment.
One. I was Mike's plus one.
That it's was a comment.
You're right,
bro.
Man. We gotta.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong. I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's
you
awesome.
Can.
Oh, no. Because I'm too envious. I just look at it and go,
hey, man,
God,
you can give it all up and join us whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
How important are the wife and kids?
Like, think about it.
Oh, look into Logan Paul's eyes. Oh. There is something about your eyes. Listen, when you meet people for the first time, you don't always understand. And this has happened to me in a few times. But that you meet people and you see them face to face and their eyes are something. And you have one of those sets of eyes that you just look and you're like, I kind of get the stardom. All of a sudden, it's just like, holy cow. Like, it's into the soul. It's where it is. And
really?
Like, even you're doing it right now. I don't know what it is, but it's this kind of a.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, man.
Whatever that is.
Want to hear some fucked up shit?
Yeah.
First off, I appreciate that. It's always good to hear feedback about yourself, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. And I use it to manipulate people.
Yeah.
No, I'm
you
serious.
Get what you want, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's bad. But like, I feel like a lot of people in Hollywood do that, especially the sociopaths.
Well, good
the charm?
Looks.
Huh? The charm?
Not so much a charm, just like
telepathy.
Especially actors, bro. Like, think about actors, dude. It is a superpower. Acting, the ability to act, the ability to be someone who is not you is a superpower.
Mm.
And if you're not doing it on camera and you're being in real life, you can pull off a lie. You can manipulate.
Yeah.
You can deceive like that. No one will know. I tell everyone, don't trust actors.
Frank, have you ever done this to get out of a situation? Have you used an impression?
That's a great question.
No, not really. I mean, I try to use my powers for good instead of evil, apparently, unlike Logan.
Wait.
Who's to say it's evil? Sure, no. The word deceive comes with a heavy negative connotation.
Do you know what he's deceiving
sure
people to
word,
do?
Sure, wait a second. Sure, the word killing can sound bad.
not when you're killing cancer and babies.
See, it's
he's. Do you know what he does?
It's perspective and context.
Literally,
that's right there.
I'm saying.
Do you know what he deceives people to do? Stop robbing banks. Stop stealing other people's healthcare benefits.
Wow.
How do you do that?
Well, he's quite deceiving. He can do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't deceive people.
Look
I tell them nothing but truth. But here's the other thing. Along with those incredibly blue eyes comes an incurable case of colorblindness. So how fucked up is that?
Oh, are you colorblind?
Yeah, man.
All colors or just red, green?
Nah, just red, green.
Oh, okay.
You?
No, I think I see all of them. I just never worked it out. So.
Oh, yeah. What's the color is that?
Purple.
Yes, he's
yeah,
good.
You're good.
Yes, he's in fact, great.
If Logan had said that'd be perfect. Yes.
No, this is a stat. Like, I think it's like 1 in 10 men are colorblind.
Yeah, it's a men thing.
Mm.
All right.
Why do you think men were targeted with that?
I don't know if it was targeted is the word I'll use. I think it's some sort of genetic.
The tangent you guys can go off
oh,
on this
oh,
show
that's
is incredible.
Our specialty.
No, it's incredible.
It's it, by I think it's
it that. Is so much fun just to watch you guys ping back and forth.
I read a comment. They said in our Ben Shapiro episode, they're like, I've never seen Ben Shapiro. Smile this much.
Oh, I saw
yeah,
that
he had
comment.
Fun. He had
yeah,
fun.
He loved it. He was in. He
they
was
said,
in.
They said, well, you never watched enough Ben Shapiro then. He's usually smiling because he's smoking someone's ass out, dude.
No,
like, argument.
No, he doesn't smile then. He keeps it
yeah,
kosher,
he does,
bro.
He's laser. He kind of does this.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
He gets
yeah.
up and he tells him laser.
And he starts to talk, and it's that really quick, just. What's the word? Machine gun, which
yeah.
is like
yeah,
a just
fire.
I'm about facts. Real quick, let me get this in here. Colorblindness affects approximately 1 in 12 men. Just for those listening.
Oh shit.
One in 12
one
men.
1 in 12. That's a pretty decent amount.
Yeah, and if you can't be a pilot, by the way, I can never be a pilot.
I think that's good.
Oh, but wait. Yeah.
Wait. What does that have to do with being a pirate?
I could be a pirate.
Is it?
Could be a pirate, just in one eye.
What? Yeah, that's interesting.
Sometimes the tangents don't work.
Can you imagine?
I can't hit them all.
I remember when I was.
What's the tennis ball, dude? What's happening with the tennis ball? That's just fun. That's just, it's nice. Is that how I catch now too? What was that?
Well, you had to go, you had to go around over a mic.
That was the most, oh, no. That was the most pathetic.
Going for like a loaf of
bread. Do you want to know what you did? You caught it like Alex Jones would catch it.
Hold on, let me try. Do it again. That was, I actually saw two balls coming at me. There it is. Good. Got it. First try.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you a couple more little stories about, because meeting the people is the really cool thing for me.
Yeah.
And my daughter, I was talking about the AceCon kind of thing. The last one we went to. So Josh Brolin, who plays.
Oh, yeah. I love Josh Brolin. God, he's daddy, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Stand up, man.
I found out years ago, if you Google it, there was an interview that he did where somebody asked him about when he played George W. Bush in W. And he talks about me. Somebody asked him about Frank Caliendo, and they're like, what do you think about Frank Caliendo's impression? He actually calls me Frank Caliento with a T, which
does that mean hot in Spanish?
Yeah, I'm going to change my name anyway. Caliento. So he talks about that, and he says Frank Caliendo, and he starts going off about how I was important to the movie and his take on it and all that sort of stuff. So I was at this Comic-Con, this Ace Con in Seattle, and I wanted to meet him. And I talked to my agent, and I got it all set up. And we go in there, and we had failed to meet him during the day. It was one of those things. It was my daughter's birthday a year ago. On her birthday, she broke her elbow. And this is June 29th of last year. Then this June 29th, we got to meet Josh Brolin. So we go up, and we start to hang out with him for a little bit. And I didn't know Chris Evans was going to be there at the same time, Captain America. Oh, so shit. I'm talking to Brolin about, you know, this role. He's just saying, this role, you were so important to the role. It was amazing what you did. And then Chris Evans like, what role? And I'm like, Thanos. And then they start cracking up a little bit. And Chris Evans goes, wait a second. Who are you? And I go, Frank Kelly. He goes, oh. He starts going crazy. He starts quoting me and hitting
me. No way.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was the most.
Evans fanboyed over you?
It was crazy. The greatest thing in the world.
That's awesome.
And I don't care about in front of my daughter.
Oh,
my daughter.
Oh, wow.
This was the coolest moment. So he's just going, because he's a Patriots fan. He brought the Patriots to Endgame. So he knew all the Bill Belichick stuff. I do, you know, talking like Bill Belichick. I just don't care about what's going on in life. I have no emotion whatsoever. Great Antonio Brown. We got him. So that kind of thing. So he's quoting mad stuff, Gruden, you're Noah, going back and forth. And then he just keeps hitting me. Is it okay if I hit you?
Yeah, hit me.
So he's hitting me, but he's hitting me. And I'm like, relax, you're Captain America. You have this super soldier serum. He's like, hey, get 5 or 6 more beers of me. You'll find out when we get hit, really. He's like,
oh, damn.
And my daughter goes, that means he's had 5 or 6 beers already. That's awesome. So we're talking all this stuff. We're going back and forth and just talking about how great I am, which is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, that's incredible.
We leave, and then because the photographers are behind because they've got to keep to a schedule. So we leave and we go and we're standing outside for a little bit outside of the booth area. And he comes over and talks to me more. And then we're just talking about football and life and stuff like that. I'm explaining to him what's like to be pigeonholed as a guy who only does impressions. And I'm also calling him Captain America at the time. So I guess he knows what it's like. But hey, you don't understand what it's like to be me, Cap. But he couldn't have been cooler. And then that all ended. And my daughter goes, this is the greatest day of my life. And I went, why? She goes, because he didn't have to come over here and talk to you more. He wanted to talk to you more. And for her to figure that out, that was the coolest. And I went from feeling like I failed my daughter to this is the greatest day of her life. And she said, this is the great, as a 13-year-old says to me on her 13th birthday, this is the greatest day of my life. And I went, it's never going to be better. So just, this is it. Maybe the Logan Paul shout-out.
I was just about to say
that's going
to
be, that's going to be pretty big. That's going to be way up there.
Hey, but that's hilarious.
It's those kinds of things. And we got it set up that Chicago has another one. And so in the Midwest, there's one in Chicago. It's in Rosemont, Illinois. And I actually scheduled a stand-up date around it at Zany's in Chicago.
Smart.
So I could go to it. And it's like the 11th, 12th or something like that in Rosemont, Illinois. But you know who's going to be there? Tom Holland.
And that's a wrap.
That's the big deal.
He's popping off. I bet your daughter loves Tom Holland.
And Chris Hemsworth is going to be there. It's surreal.
It's over.
That's gonna be big.
But I did. Oh, this is another thing. So this is how great Evans was. And I started doing, I said, I do some Avengers impressions. And he's like, oh, do one. I was like, I started doing Robert Downey Jr. Do me a favor. Enjoy me. He's like, that doesn't sound like him. I was like,
oh, he told you?
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. All right. Because I thought about it because it's decent. It's not the best in the world. There are better. But okay, Right. So doing that, and then I realized he doesn't talk to him like he does in the movies. In the movies, like Robert Downey Jr. is a different person
right.
than he is just talking to him face to face. So they were going off of that. At least that's what I'm telling myself on that situation.
Yeah.
I feel like, how long does it take you to perfect these impressions? And also, how much does it piss you off when someone's like, oh, do Scottie Pippen?
It's the hardest in the world because people think you're a sorcerer and you're more of a magician. The reality is it takes a lot of time. I saw somebody, who's the guy you guys had on?
We just had him. Homer Simpson.
Vincent Marcus?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. He was very, very, very good. I don't know if he got into this, but I saw some little pieces. And it, for me, and most of the people, like Ross Marquand, who's on Walking Dead, who's incredible. Yeah. And there's quite a few other people that I just go, that's amazing what you do. I actually sat down with Ross and went, how long... Because you start to wonder if somebody else is magical and they can just do this. And sometimes you can pick up on a little thing. Mm. Like with you, again, here I see the eyes. And the eyes are the first thing, you know, that starts to happen. And then you can find, you know, you got this. I can pick. And you're a bigger Bob.
I'm like a bobblehead.
You're just staying away. Staying away from everything right now. You're just don't observe me. Do me a favor.
I love when people tell me about my mannerisms. I found out about my pinky, if you pay close attention, never quite fully straightens out, man.
Oh, are you able to straighten it?
I can, but
is
like
that a mannerism?
But like when I do,
does that count?
Is a mannerism a mannerism of a man?
Fuck, I do this all the time. I do this one all the time. Why do I say mannerism?
Dude, mannerism.
That's like an aneurysm for a man. Oh my God, it's Alex Jones, I'm back.
Bro, I gotta stop boxing. Yo, I love words and I'm ruining them all.
I will be honest with you, 100%. I'm sorry if this sounds judgy or anything like that. I am incredibly, the fact that I can't use my vocabulary to get to how great your vocabulary is speaks volumes. Because you guys, this isn't even a Ben Shapiro episode, and you've thrown out, although you do have what are called the spoonerisms, you throw the wrong word in there once in a while,
How dare you?
2%
how
of the time.
How dare you? Because
that makes it funny.
Let me tell you something.
Wait a second. That was not a judgment. I'm doing it constantly.
There is no.
That wasn't even Alex Jones. He's just seeping through me. What is happening? Is it this chair?
There's nothing that we take more seriously than vocab.
Not a single thing.
Nothing. And so he's like, we got this guy, Shannon Briggs.
Maybe girls.
No chance.
No, not even close. His one of his boxing coaches is always like, let's go, champ. You're going to get in the ring. You're going to do this. I really need you to get hyper-focused. But he'll say one word wrong. And Logan's like, I see what you were going for there. But when you said hyper-focus, I would have gone with more like a keenly aware... And like we take this shit seriously.
It does. Do you guys have a word of the day calendar or something? Is that that feels like something?
No, it's just for me. My excuse for all the dumb shit that I know is age. I don't know what Logan's excuse is. Ever since a kid, I was a sponge for knowledge. You don't want to fuck with me in Jeopardy. I will annihilate, maim, and kill at fucking Jeopardy.
Let me text Ken Jennings. Let me see. Ken
Jennings will fucking smoke. I mean, for the average.
I am the best. I am the number one Jeopardy champion in the world. Ken Jennings, I've never played Jeopardy. That's a Trump right there. I've never done it. I've never been. What's a category five?
Category five.
Never happened. It's never happened.
It was the biggest deal.
Yeah.
We've never seen it before.
We don't want the people from the Bahamas coming here. We don't want them. You've got all your paperwork.
Who is that? That's a
That was just a secretary.
I'm not an impressionist. Yeah. All right. You're the sorcerer.
You want to say you're the mutant.
I gotta ask, is it impossible for you to limit your kids and what they want to do in life based off of what you're doing?
Explain that a little bit more.
So like in school right now, the typical situation, cause I'm big on education. The typical situation is, you know, you got to go to college, you got to get a degree. You're making boatloads of money doing impressions of other people. You know, is it hard for you to then limit your kids as to what they can do?
I want them to do whatever makes them happy. I mean, I think that's big. My son's really good at math. He likes business. So I think that's probably where he's going to be. My daughter wants to be in the movie business. I don't know if she wants to be in front of a camera, but she's one of those, she knows things. All she does is watch YouTube all day. But she gains a lot of knowledge.
You know who she watches by chance?
She watches all MCU stuff, so she knows like all the
really
like interviews and junket press things.
She really loves MCU.
To a crazy like I don't want to call her crazy, but she's crazy about it. I mean, like it's to the point where I started doing podcasts just to learn more with friends who are comic book people.
Okay,
like I do that type of stuff to gain more knowledge because she wanted to know what was going to happen in Endgame, and all she does is look up theories and
dedicated parent.
She cared. Yeah.
Were you always like on the fast track to caring completely about your kids and all?
Yeah, like I said, that's part of why I got away from some of the. You know, we were talking about it earlier with YouTube and Instagram and all that stuff. I bet on Vine, but I didn't do anything else because. Twitter was so angry, so I just got away
still
from it.
Still is. It's just, still is.
I'm back on it some because I just have, you go into an executive's office. You guys know how this works. You go into a network executive's office, whether it's YouTube, a network, and they're like, how many followers
What are your numbers?
Yeah. What are your numbers?
Yeah.
I had 350,000 Twitter followers 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I still have 350,000 Twitter followers. Mm-hmm. I had, this is how bad my Instagram was. I had 15,000 people as of 2 months ago when I started trying again. And I think I'm up to like 48,000 nice.
But do you think it's because of what you do? Like, is there an impressionist who has popped off? Because Vincent Marcus, the other impressionist we had in this show, sort of iterated the same thing.
In terms of what are you saying? What do you mean?
Growth on social.
Or lack thereof. Is there anyone that's an impressionist that's really gone crazy on social media?
I don't know, but I see. To me, I try and do a large array of things. I try not to do just the impressions. So the way I've been growing it is some of the impressions because that's where people know me. But I'm trying to do other stuff as well and be more creative and not just be that. So it's and even my stand-up has started to tell more stories and talk about Fortnite and stuff like that. And
trying to be relatable.
Yeah, just my family. Yeah. It's just your family stuff. You do an impression. Of a president, if that president's not president anymore, it's boring. It's old.
Family stuff is huge.
I don't know if that's true. I love hearing your Bush impression.
But you do too much of it, and then it looks like you just can't do something else.
You know what his favorite thing to do is? Clear brush.
I love it.
On his ranch.
Because there's just an R less in it, or in my name. Brush to Bush. Get it?
Can you imagine? That's the reason.
That's the only reason, man.
You ever meet him?
Imagine his deep fakes. The deep fakes.
Oh, wild. Yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to meet. It was Bush and John Madden at the Super Bowl. Two impressions, which I'm really known for. It was at the Super Bowl on Fox, and Jerry Jones was about the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. just a few hours down the street from me. I got past the Secret Service and everything, like cleared me, but they wouldn't interrupt Jerry Jones. I would have been on the Super Bowl looking at George W. Bush going, hey man, how's it going? And John Madden going, boom, I mean, that's pretty good right there, you know? So, moments.
Do you know that's his like number one is the John Madden?
I mean, it probably was. That was the biggest. Years ago was the John Madden, but he's Charles Barkley's big too.
Barkley's the type of guy who's like, Frank, you gotta keep doing me. I'm like, why? Because every time you do it, I make more money. I don't even understand why.
Charles Barkley is one of the people I pattern myself after somewhat too because of honesty. There's younger people too. That's something I'm into the tennis ball now too.
Good.
Yeah.
So
good.
Younger people nowadays, I sound like I'm 100, but there's honesty. People like honesty. When I was coming up in comedy, it was more of what jokes you got. Mm. Now it's like, where are you coming from? What's your 100%. Truth?
Yeah,
what is
100%. I love that.
And Barkley, a couple years ago, for people who don't know, Charles Barkley, former NBA player, Phoenix now analyst.
Suns.
Yeah, an analyst, Philadelphia 76ers, a bunch of other teams too. Houston Rockets. So he went on TV as a player and said, I am not a role model. And then he went out and constantly proved it. So you know where he was coming from. So a couple years ago, Draymond Green on the Golden State Warriors, if he's on your team, you're like, this guy's our guy, our enforcer, all that kinds of things. He's on the other team, like, dude's a cheater, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So Barkley goes on TV and says, I want to punch Draymond Green in the face. And I can actually clean that up. I don't have to hear it. He's like, I want to punch Draymond Green's ass in the face. Now, first of all, it's on TNT, and what's the ass face punch? Anybody have any idea what that
know.
Is?
I don't know.
What's going on there? Talk to your boxing guy,
ass
Logan.
Ass to face?
It was his apology that was brilliant because he went on TV and you knew he had to apologize because one of the things that was going to snowball, we've been in those situations, You know, and so people got around him and said, you had to. But he was honest to himself. And he said what he truly believed. He went on and said,
I apologize for recognizing that Draymond Green has such a punchable face.
That's not a... And nobody cared. You know why? Because it's Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
and he's already set himself up for that's who he is. It's brilliant.
That phenomenon is why Conor McGregor can punch an old Irish man in the face.
Or Dave Chappelle.
No one gives a fuck.
Dave Chappelle as
Yeah.
Did you watch the Dave Chappelle stand-up?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
I don't watch a lot of stand-up because you don't want to be influenced.
But too
many people are saying watch that. And then Bill Burr that just came
Bill
out.
Bill Burr's just
another genius.
We have to watch that. Yeah. Dude, he's great.
What is...
Chappelle.
Damn! That's what I'm talking about. What does Madden think about the Browns this year?
I mean, you look at them and you wonder, you hope, and then you wonder again. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen.
Tell you what, man, they're not going to be the Raiders this year. That's going to be some pretty good stuff right there, man.
And that's when Frank just started going worse than worse.
We're trying to figure out it's a conspiracy.
I know it is, but it's going to be a tremendous conspiracy. He didn't say the P in conspiracy. That's like you're losing the R in brush.
Tied it all. I went Adam Sandler. I tied it all together pretty well right there.
Hey, baby, you.
Nice.
Hey, that's amazing.
Happy birthday, Adam Sandler, by the way, yesterday.
Oh, really?
53 years old. Hey. How do I know that? Because I am him.
Hey, thank you very much, EJ. I appreciate it.
I want to go to audio only right now. It's this, but audio only on Spotify and iTunes.
I'm sorry, Dan Bilzerian. Please take me back. I will... I don't know what I could do, but I apologize. Please, I need the biannual fucking parties, dude.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what I did.
I'm sorry, Dan.
I'm sorry for talking so much this episode.
Yeah, you've really thrown me off with your silence. That's Captain Mime.
Bad, dude.
That's going to be great for the audio portion.
Am I getting too comfortable?
No, you're good. You're
becoming too much of a dick?
No, that's what we are.
The dynamic. Frank, bro, thank you for coming on Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Where can they find you on social?
At Frank Caliendo across all the various forms of social media. If you can't spell Caliendo, it's the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. At Frank C, alien do.
I know, it's a conspiracy. Holy That's exactly what it is.
The number one conspiracy.
We didn't even know how it is. And podcast, frankpods.com will bring you a bunch of different stuff, too.
Cool. Very cool. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Hit that subscribe button. Audio only right now on Spotify and iTunes. Take it easy. Peace. It's exclusive. It's audio only.
This is happening still currently.
Yeah. Hell, cameras are just
no
just
one's filming
gone,
us. See, look, there goes the camera guy.
He just walked
immediately.
Off.
He's
going straight to the
vegan. I'll be honest
food.
With you. We got one person that works here that just hates his job. Mm-hmm. It's the camera guy, dude. Andre.
Andre, you want to be on camera or you just don't panning side to side and zooming?
I like the panning side to side. I'm an anti-zoom guy.
Well, he loves the zooms. He caught some shit the past, I think, two episodes.
I sent it to him.
For your spastic zooms?
Yes.
Have you...
Oh, people don't like the spastic zoom?
Have you adjusted at all, this one?
Yeah, I think it's pretty chill this time.
Because, by the way, it doesn't bother me, but I had this problem with Spencer, too. When Spencer first came in, pop zooming like a mofo.
But this is the thing. Nobody knew this behind the scenes. I would show Logan the clips from the camera. He'd be like, make sure you're pop zooming. Zoom in a little bit more. And so I was like, all right. Like, I mean, I'll just keep doing it more and more.
Hold on one second. Who are you?
He does a lot.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. Look at Logan. He's actually like, oh, I'm sorry. We need you back. We need you back.
No, but also, I mean.
Sorry, we'll be vegans.
Let me give you a quick understand.
You guys had the flow.
I was just going to give you a quick thing yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. The way this show works is depending on the guest, someone will always over-index. This technically should have been, and I'm usually the one that fucks it up, should have been a you and Logan episode because you're both in showbiz and so on and so forth, right? Spencer, when we have people that are mindfulness, education-based, that kind of stuff, Spencer takes over.
Smart stuff is when I, and that's why you talk during
my exactly. You're just a little off of my caliber.
When you're a doofus who does voices, he's gonna check out for a little
honestly,
while.
Honestly, I was just laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys can make fun of me. To me, I learned this early, is that if you can't laugh at yourself, there's an issue. And you have to be able, that's one of the things I really do like about your show. You're willing to take jabs at each other. You let people take jabs at you. And I've gotten in trouble for going yeah. and jabbing. Like, I was actually worried about you, Mike. When I came in, I did the, you know, you're late kind of thing. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But I did the you know, I'm old enough to know to be on time kind of a thing. I know you heard it, but I was like worried. Oh, did I go into dick mode again? I was so, because like some people.
You never know. Yeah.
And I'm stupid that way. I'm starting to talk. I'm stupid that way. What's happening to me, Kellen?
You're getting younger, bro. That's what happens around
here. Dude, I'm going to be a YouTube sensation by the end of this. Yeah. Oh, button it up, Benjamin. All right.
So. We've gone overboard on each other. And
have you ever made each other? Now I'm interviewing you guys.
It's me. So I usually claim to have this insanely thick skin, and he's got me a few times where I've blown up.
But is there a specific thing that gets you that you don't like people to make fun of and that hits the
point? Yeah, we've started to work around. I think we used to take larger digs, because what would happen is I wouldn't storm off. What I would do is he would go to a level that was just about right. The audience loved it. Everything was good. And I would say, oh, we're going there. Boo. Like to the fucking roof. And I would say some fucked
Fire
up
the
shit.
Nuke.
Nuclear missile. And then we got to stop the show. He's got to punch me in the face. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
But so when I was on Fox and the NFL on Fox with Terry Bradshaw, we basically got it down to a rule where you could make fun of one of each of the sports guys in the studio per week.
Oh, nice.
And so, because if you made more than two, you started to feel like they were getting beaten up. So there's, and you guys know.
Who made that rule?
We just felt it. It was the market choosing, actually. It was like, we could feel Terry Bradshaw, Howie Long, or Jimmy Johnson, or Kurt Menefee, whoever was there. It's Michael Strahan. If you went too hard at him, you could start to feel like you'd see him afterward, kind of like, they didn't pout or anything, but you could kind of see it in their eyes.
I mean, sounds like some pussy shit to me. No, I don't.
But I don't
hear that, Strahan. You're gonna get your ass.
He just busts through that wall.
Yeah, smashes like the Kool Aid guy from got Family
me,
Guy.
No, you just got me destroyed.
Just rose back.
No, yeah, but I don't think it's Strahan. I don't think care. There were certain people that did care more, and even Terry. If you went after him too much, because it's every week. And it's every week. So sometimes you just have to take a break. And he was great. He's always been great about it. He would go, and he had the thing, not funny, Frank, which to him was like the most brilliant Simon Cowell comeback in the world. He thinks in his head he's coming back with something amazing, but he's just going, not funny. It's like it's like a drunk guy meeting a girl at a bar. You guys have no idea what that's like. But where you think you're the most debonair guy in the world, you think you're speaking in French and we will go together to France together. And you're really going, you're pretty. I like you. You got nice fingers.
Yo.
You got nice fingers.
Yo, that's a delivery thing, though. I swear to God. Mm. If you can tell a girl she's pretty and I like you in just the right way and you look at her with your blue eyes, bro.
Again, the blue eyes. It's like...
Yeah.
Hey, I know this is audio only, but like you could hear me, feel me through this.
Oh, no, we can see your eyes through
the
audio.
You guys can, but for the
No, listen, through the speakers, people are hearing your eyes.
All right, great. All right. Sometimes if you play it way dumb and way cute, bro, and you're just like,
I see you turning towards me. Please look at someone else when you do this.
Look at him right in his eyes.
Hey, you know, you're pretty.
Fuck.
I think I like you. Yo, that was the douchiest thing I've ever done in my life.
I was so wrong, bro.
As soon as I started that whole thing, I was like, this ain't gonna work.
I really wish we were still on camera. Because I fell in love.
Yeah.
That was the most cringe thing I've ever done.
That was great. I gotta ask this. How did the
You scented though, bro.
Should I be having this much fun? I feel like coming in here, I felt like the oldest guy in the world. And Dylan, is this decent?
What? This is amazing, dude.
That's great.
No, I can't ever tell because
What did the fans think? Did the fans like it when you guys would dig at each other?
Yeah, they liked it more than anything else. That stuff's better. Here's the thing. When you're in sports comedy, a lot of time you're taped and then you're played back. And as you guys know, even on this show, a lot of the funniest stuff happens when something goes wrong. Yes. And then you're in the moment, and then you make fun of each other for that moment. When you're on tape and played back for 2 minutes, you can't do that.
Nope.
Something goes, it's all edit. It looks a little too staged as compared to just that organic feel. And that's the difficulty. And that's almost all sports, because they're not going to trust that you're going to be able to go in there and goof around, because it's usually G-rated or at least close to that. Right. So I'm clean, but... They don't want to take those chances. Sports will do whatever live. It's an interesting thing that they'll do that. And you hear fuck coming through and stuff like that. On, I can say that, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, of course.
I didn't know if in the audio portion only.
Yeah, you could say
it. I usually, but you hear that. I was using it for educational terms, and that's why you paid more attention.
That's why he's here.
But it was, but that's, I don't know. I just look at that and go, that's the tough thing about sports, doing comedy in sports, is it's always like, here's your funny part, make it funny now. As opposed to, you guys can do a show, you can be entertaining, you can be funny, you can tell stories, a joke can happen, a joke can bomb. One of my favorite moments was one of the jokes you threw out there, didn't work. And then we all just had a moment of silence, and it was like,
moving on.
Why is this great?
Yeah, this is great as well.
Are we allowed to take headphones off?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, yeah. Not all the transitions work.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Frank, how'd you get the Fox job?
Jimmy Kimmel, he brought me on to do Madden for president. So Kimmel was doing the Fox picks at the time. And he just brought me in, and it was the other people who auditioned were Jeff Dunham with his puppets.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, yeah. And Craig Robinson, and I can't believe I'm not thinking of his name. If you know, I'm a guy who does impressions, I can't ever think of people's names. On Mike and Molly, he's actually a friend of mine. New CBS show. What's Callan? What's his? You don't know? You haven't been listening to me, at least.
He's connecting with Spencer.
Billy Gardell. Right, yeah. Billy Gardell. So it's Billy Gardell and Craig Robinson did a point counterpoint kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
So, but I ended up getting it because they thought they could get the most variety from it. And I was on there for 9 years. I mean, that was a long. People don't realize how long that was. And I've been off of it. Think about that. Like, just to date this. 9 years I've been off for like seven. You were what, 10 at that time, maybe?
Yeah. Four?
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible to even think about. So,
it seems like you're still on because you made such an impact, honestly. Right?
People don't know. Yeah. People will say, oh, I love you on Fox. I go, I haven't been there for 9 years.
Yeah.
Like, but they'll see me on other sports shows. And that's where I, a lot of times, and I'm trying to break from just being in that. I mean, you guys probably feel it too in like your own world. You don't want to. You like where you're at, YouTube, you like where you're at, social media, you like podcasts, but you want to go and try and do some other things. People don't want to be a friend of mine, Pat McAfee, you know, Pat.
Yep. Yeah.
Pat's one of those guys, like people call him the internet guy. Like, he does so much. He was an NFL punter. I mean, he's interesting. Yeah. He's done great things. I mean, people do a lot of, you do movies, you do parts. You want to be more than just one thing, but it's weird how everybody just labels you, no matter what.
Oh, that's that YouTube guy.
Yeah, they find that one thing.
And yeah, but you know why I don't mind that? Because
you're kind of an outlier.
Well, now, yeah. But it used to be Vine guy. That bothered me.
Oh, shit.
That bothered me a lot because when I was doing other stuff.
How many Vine followers did you have?
I think I was at, it was a lot. It was 14 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think I was top three.
How long did it take you to get that far?
Since the inception of Vine, I did it. So
no, I think both work.
Conception
one is one.
Yeah,
is
inception, you know,
that's like when it was
just
thought.
Like the buildings start to come from the sky.
You know what? There were multiple sections.
Yeah.
Inception would be.
Inception
would have been when it was thought of. Yeah. Conception would have been when it was started. No, incorrect.
I think Inception is a movie.
Inception's a movie.
That's what I was saying.
I'm gonna be honest. Both work.
Yeah, no,
both
for sure.
Just smarter than me.
Yeah.
I dumbed it down
But I say this a lot. You're only as good as the last greatest thing you did or worst thing you did. Like right. The people don't give a shit. So if you're only known and that's the last greatest thing you did, like how could I didn't like it, but also how could I expect anyone to call me anything else other than Vine guy.
Right.
Then it became YouTube guy. And then now it became that
TikTok.
Controversial YouTube
man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say boxer. And then I was like, skipped one.
I got the name now. I got lucky.
Controversial YouTuber.
No, like people, Logan Paul.
It's a lot of people say that's Jake Paul.
It's interesting how the tides have turned though with TikTok coming out. Cause you know, everybody used to say like YouTubers have no talent, but now it's like, you know, there's a lot of talent that goes into creating YouTube videos. Now it's people are lip syncing stuff and they're making.
Well, that's
money
my thing.
Like,
and by the way,
are they called TikTokers?
That's what I was going to ask.
Is that it?
TikTokers.
Yo, man, if I ever went up to
TikTok,
like, no disrespect.
So much better being a YouTuber.
That's I was about to say, no disrespect, but if anyone's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm a TikToker. Yo, find an ice pick and stab me in the heart.
Wait a second. That's the thing that you said you didn't want to be. You didn't want to be the old guy complaining about the TikTok.
No. Or just I don't want to be the TikTok. Mad respect to the TikToker.
I think it's apostrophe R.
Let him keep doing it. No, let him keep doing this. I want to see him work his way out of it.
Oh shit!
He can't.
Yo,
he's in it.
Hey, if you're a TikToker, just go for it. Keep ticking those stocks.
A new study shows out 80% of 7 to 17-year-olds want to be TikTokers.
No, because bro, I know. I won't say her name, but there's a
Lady
famous
Gaga.
Girl. It's Lady Gaga. She's a friend of mine, Stephanie. And she's a young famous girl in Hollywood. And she loves the TikTok boys who lip sync.
TikToker is, I think it's apostrophe R. It's not ER like YouTuber. It's TikTok.
Because otherwise it'd be TikToker.
TikToker. Oh, good point.
Something very different.
Here's my one point.
I was going to say it earlier.
There's a difference between being anti-new wave because you're old and washed up and not doing lame shit. You can be, if you're even somewhat in touch with the youth generation, you can still make a decision in your age and wisdom that says this is fucking lame. Even though it's so hot right now, I'm not going on Musical.ly. I'm not going on TikTok because I don't want to fucking lip sync to the new freaking One Direction song. I don't want to do it. One Direction broke up, right? But whoever, why don't we? I'll use this as an example. I don't want to lip sync to your music.
I'll bring my daughter back. I threaten her that we'll TikTok together if she doesn't. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, you know what? You keep acting like this. We're doing a TikTok together. She's like,
Daddy, no.
Oh, it's the worst. She's like, please don't. I'm like, I started an account. We'll make it happen. People will know your mind.
That's hilarious. So. All right. I got to go get an STD check.
Wait, you're going?
Yeah.
You are gonna?
Yeah, right now, man.
How's it feel to fail something after such success on this podcast today?
We don't know yet.
Oh, I know. I'm sure.
Hey, thank you again, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, guys. All right. We love you guys. Rate us 5 stars. You don't have to. Don't worry about it. All right. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today. At LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.